Laura Gilmartin.
Jacqueline Cation.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Triumph is your name. Your court thing was dismissed.
Yo, yeah. We want to go into my week of yours.
I think, I don't know. I like yours just because I was excited about it. You had a big one, right?
Yeah. So, yes, Thursday, the charges were dropped finally. I did a little video about it on the spot, and I'm still writing this other one. I tried to record it tonight, kind of freestyling, and I realized I just have to read and just constantly have to have it like a script because there's so much information and it gets really confusing if it's not told in the right order. So,
fair enough.
And plus I have a lot of jokes about it too. So, we'll do that. I spent all day today trying to work. I want to edit it on Final Cut Pro, uh-huh. And so I found out that the version I have of Final Cut Pro doesn't generate captions, subtitles, and so. But if I upgraded to Tahoe on my operating system, it would. So I did, and then I find out no, you need a different Apple. You need to have the silicon chip. The M1, M2, M3 chip. I'm like, anytime I try to do something, I have to spend $1,000.
Right.
You know?
Right. Everything's a grand.
But once you get this, you'll be set for a while. Well, I should have been fucking set when I got this other Mac, you know, iMac.
Yeah.
So
I know. Update an operating system, and I have to get a new desktop and a new laptop because of Windows. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I could put it all into Kapwing and Kapwing will do it and that would be fine. But I was hoping to learn Final Cut Pro and then be fast on it and be able to get some stuff done. That's all. And it's like, yeah, I can, but now I have to buy another. I can buy refurbished. That's fine. I'll do that. But it's just endless.
Ooh. Yeah, it is.
It's endless. So that was Thursday. That was cool. And then the Emmys were Saturday night.
Right.
And I went to a vintage store in Burbank and I found a gown that fits me, like a size 14. So that's not common. Most vintage shops are like, it's all tiny women, right? Yep. I guess all the bigger gals kept their shit and gave it to their daughters or something. But I found something and it was nice and it's like beaded and it had a like really tight bust part, you know, so I was braless and it pushed them up. I had some top boob there. Went with my son. He was in a tux from the Tuxedo Junction
at the mall.
And we got rides there. Disney provided a nice lift, like one of those big, tall, I don't know, some kind of Jeep
SUV
thing. Well, no, more bigger than that. Like you step into it, like the royal family, you know, when they step in and they step out. So that was cool.
Yep.
And since I had a big gown with lots of ruffles, that was helpful.
I didn't see any pictures of that. Did you post any?
I didn't post any. I didn't like how I looked.
Oh, fair enough.
There's one, whatever. It's not, you know.
Right.
And then,
oh, I get it. Yeah.
So at the Emmys, I was nominated for two, one for Jimmy Kimmel and then one for the Oscars. And so the way we were sat, I was in the middle of the row and to the right of me were all the Kimmel writers and the left of me were the Oscars writers. So I was like the
overlap,
the Venn diagram or whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was cool. I was like, yeah, both sets of, some people knew other people, but not everyone knew everyone. So I was like, oh, you guys are all so funny. You should all fucking know each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my categories were back to back, so two losses in a row. Kimmel, we lost to Colbert. Understandable,
yep.
You know, the Colbert writers. And one of them I know really well, Brian Stack. He wrote for Conan for a long time. He's done a ton of Conan's greatest characters. he did Wiki Bear on TBS, which is, I fucking loved Wiki Bear. He's done so much. The Interrupter, yeah. You know, on the old show and whatever. Yep. So happy to see that he got it. That was cool. And then we were, the Oscars, we were up against a lot of stand-up specials and the Muppets. And the Muppets won.
The Muppets. The Muppets will win. Yeah, Muppets are going to win.
All right. Like the, no one can be anti-Muppets. You know,
no,
you just look like an asshole. So I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Right. Third, you've been nominated how many times?
Three.
Okay. Well, that's a credit.
Sure. And then, then we went to the after party, which was really cool.
Okay.
You just walk a little ways. And I remember, because where were we? We were like in the Peacock Theater, which is downtown. I think it's near Crypto Staples. I think it's near that area. That whole area of downtown, I just don't understand it. And I refuse to.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's a grid. I don't want to learn.
I don't know. So we walk. And last time I was there was the last time I was nominated, which is 2011. I remember I was walking behind Betty White. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So get the Emmys party is so fucking cool. And it's way better than the Oscars party, which is called the Governor's Ball. And it's at the top of the ovation. And it's fine, but it's just, you know, it's not decorated nicely. The Emmys party, they go all out. It is beautiful. There's like, you know, Emmy statues all over the place, like gigantic ones. This was really funny. I'm walking around. I lost my son to the open bar.
Sure.
He's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'll meet you right back here. And then he was gone for an hour at least.
Right, right.
So I'm walking around looking for him in uncomfortable shoes, as you can imagine. But they're not as bad as they've been before. I seem to always buy a brand new pair of shoes. And then, you know, within an hour, the cutting starts happening with your feet as your feet adjust to new shoes. So there, you know, there's bleeding, there's pain. It's every award show, every event that I wear heels to. So these weren't too bad. And I see this table just full of Emmys. And I was like, and there's one woman at it, like guarding it. And I'm like, whose table is this? And she's like, Love on the Spectrum. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
They fucking cleaned up, right? They just kept winning every single category. It's amazing.
That's so funny.
There was times after we lost our category, our entire row of comedy writers, most of us walked out to the lobby to drink and talk and commiserate. So that was kind of fun. And then we came back in, watched the rest of the show, and it was over pretty quick. At the end of, like, I couldn't find the Kimmel writers. I couldn't find the Conan writers. Everyone's like, oh, we're at this table. And I'm like, well, I can't see what, there's 300 tables in here. Table seven. Right. Where's seven? I don't know. None of these are numbered. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just wandering
around.
Are you
a cater waiter all of a sudden?
Yeah. So I kept bumping into people and then I'd talk for a little bit and, you know, talked to some Jeopardy writers and just little, it was kind of fun just bumping into different people, you know? And then, so at the end of the night, I stayed for the whole thing. I usually don't stay the whole thing, but I stayed the whole thing. Skylar's girlfriend and my son were heavy talking about anime. So I was like, all right,
nice.
We can't leave early. And then, so we stayed and then the lights went up. Great band. This band kept rolling into songs and female singers and they were singing Golden and they were hitting every note. I was just like, this is fucking amazing, right?
That is amazing.
And everyone's in their dresses and their tuxedos and stuff. And then at the end of the night, the lights go up and, you know, it's over. And so there's beautiful bouquets of flowers at every table. Beautiful. They were like pink and orange and red and they were and just creamy beautiful roses and carnations. So usually at these events they throw the flowers away at the end of it. So I started taking flowers. You know, I made a little bouquet for myself and other people started taking flowers. And so a lot of us are walking out with flowers and security comes and goes, you have to put the flowers back.
Why?
I'm like, what? Why? You guys are tossing them. No, because there's more Emmys tomorrow night. Because there were the Emmys on Sunday. And I'm like, oh my God, you're using the same flowers for tomorrow? They were.
Oh my God. That's like using the same parsley on different plates in a restaurant.
So we had to surrender our flowers to security. And by the way, I cut half the stems because they were too long and I was just holding them. Like all of us. In fact, people were leaving and somebody left with a bouquet and I hear, security, get her. They're grabbing flowers from people. Unbelievable. So last night, the Sunday night Emmys winners, you guys had used flowers. I just want you to know that.
I'm sure they had to buy more flowers.
I know.
Like there's no way. I mean, I'm sure it was cannibalized greater than possible. Well,
they're going to just have a little bit of a wilted look, probably food in them. You know, who knows what people do to these flowers at these events, how they manhandle them, touch them, pluck at them, pick a petal or two.
Right. What made you, you're like, I want that memory. No, you went through and you picked the best of the lot to make your own bouquet.
I did. I didn't just take one bouquet. I took one and then I'm like, I could take more. So I just kept plucking from different ones. Like, I think I ruined a couple of bouquets for sure. But then other people did too. It was a mass, like, hey, they're going to throw these away. They always throw them away at the end of the night.
Right. So they probably threw them away tonight.
Yeah. It's not like they're, oh, let's take them to a hospital. They don't do that at these events. They throw them away. So we just started, we're like, hey, we can make these last a little bit. And I cannot believe they started taking them back from us. Unreal.
Wow.
Hilarious. Anyway, so that was really cool. I hardly did any stand up this week. So I feel very, very rusty. I hate that. I picked up an hour on Sunday night at the Lyric Hyperion next Sunday on the 13th. If you're in town, come to the Lyric. I'm going to be messing around. Maybe I'll talk about this case a little bit. And and then of course Saturday I'll be at the Grand Theater in Escondido.
Oh wow!
So that's my big week. Dropped charges, stolen flowers, and lost Emmys.
Right. It's that could be a title. Mm-hmm. So I can't remember. Did I talk about Maria's taping in Austin?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we came home and, because we just went, we were back. I'm following Maria Bamford around a lot right now. And not this week, but last week we just went to Indianapolis again. For a festival called Let's
What
Fest.
Is with that town? Why is that town calling to you so much? It's not that good.
Third time in a month.
No!
It's right. I went to Jen. No, are you kidding? I need the work. Gen Con and then Bloomington with Maria. And then a month ago or so, 5 weeks ago, I did Bloomington by myself. And then Maria interviewed the entire staff. Anyway, so, but the...
She interviewed the entire staff of...
Of Bloomington, just to make sure it was okay to work there.
Oh, I see.
And so it was good. And then this time it was a comedy festival called Let's Fest, and Beth Stelling was also there. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know I was coming. Mm-hmm. So things are going well with my agent. And
what? Come on, man. That's crazy.
And then found out last minute. But Maria, we flew. She used her companion pass. Because you know how expensive it is to get to Indianapolis from LA?
Horrific.
Very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of the most expensive trips. It's so weird. But so we used companion pass. We both got bumped up to first class every flight.
Oh,
it was
God.
Direct LAX to Indianapolis. And then coming back, LAX to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to LAX.
Beautiful.
And it was great. It was lovely. I did all my new stuff. A woman that is going to be our comic of the week was 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks ago on the Dork Forest. She and I did the Don't Tell at in Indianapolis on the Friday before. Mm-hmm. And just in an effort, I was like, somebody book me somewhere. And I'm at the Don't Tell in Indianapolis, which is held at a movie theater in Indianapolis, but they show old movies and some art movies. And so I'm sitting in the last row, which is essentially the green room row, right? So it's me and this comic, and we're just talking, and I'm like, this is great. She was like, you know, Jackie, I was on the Dork Forest 3 weeks ago.
Oh, no. You didn't introduce yourself to her, did you?
Sure did. Sure did. And, and I was like, I am so sorry. And I said, what was your dorkdom? And she said, cheerleading. And I said, Elena, how's it going? And she's like, yeah, good, good. And she was so nice about it because it's, you know, tonight I met Winter Spears' mom again for the third time. Huh? That's fantastic. It's, yeah. There was also a really great comic who did, there were guesties in front of us. There was a guy that I worked with in Denver named George. He was like, we worked in Denver together, Jackie. For Maria's show at the theater the next night. And there was a woman named Chikara, who is going to be a comic of the week in the future. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really good comedies, Maria, Lori, Darla. And I get all I have is everybody's
names. It's 11:20 and we're both it's exhausted.
Just names. And then, but it was the 20 or 30 I did at the Don't Tell in Indianapolis was super fun. Suli McCullough came to Maria's show with his girlfriend.
Oh, neat. Wait, in Indy?
You know Suli, right? In Indy.
Does he live there?
No, but his girlfriend is taking care of her mom, I think.
Oh.
So gotcha. So he was there to visit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought he was in the fest, and it turns out he wasn't in the fest. But he came and said hi, and then and came to the show, brought a couple people.
Jackie, nothing will make you love stand up when you're stuck in a town with your girlfriend's parents.
It's right.
That'll
right,
make you exactly. want to get out and see a show. I don't need to be on it. Get me out of here.
Yeah, you don't need to work me in or anything. Just let's just go sit down and
don't even acknowledge me. Just let me get out of the house.
Yeah, that's funny. And then, then we flew back. That was Sunday. Yeah, but we had lunch with Beth Stelling and her mom.
Oh, neat.
On Saturday, and that was super fun. Her mom was great. Diane.
Is her wait? I thought she was from Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio.
Her mom lives in Indy now.
No, Dayton, Ohio is just a couple hours from Indy.
Oh, okay.
So they drove down together.
Nice
and super fun. Beth gave Marie and I each her merch, which are sports socks. Let's say women in comedy and stand-up comedy. And then on the underneath, on the foot, it says Beth Stelling.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And got home. We're leaving for Alaska on Wednesday for our nephew's wedding. And there's no time. So Maria's going to Boston and New Hampshire and Providence and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, could have made a fair amount of money. Anyway.
You turned down that work?
I had to turn down that work to go to the nephew's wedding, which I want to go to his wedding. I like him, it turns out. And
I mean, he is going during the week. That was, I believe, a concession to Auntie Jackie, right?
Nope, he's getting married on Saturday.
Oh, okay. You're leaving. Yeah. In the middle of the week.
Right.
Okay. Right. I feel like if our loved ones really care for us, they do things on a Monday and a Tuesday.
You're not wrong. But we have to leave on Wednesday because we get to Anchorage. On Thursday, Andy gets fitted for his tux. I was asked to officiate and said no because I didn't even want to go to my wedding. I just wanted us to get married. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not a huge fan of weddings. Here's why I'm going. I like the people involved. So, yes, I will go to your wedding. I will, but I don't need to officiate. Get a moose. I don't care. You live out in the woods.
Yeah, officiating woods. Seems like a big responsibility.
Right. And I think she was probably hoping, his girlfriend, that I would be funny. And mm-hmm. I won't be. I've done one wedding.
I've never married people. What are you talking about? No.
No, don't stand up at a wedding.
Oh, no, I haven't.
Mm-mm. I have. Kyle certainly has. Oh, have you? It went poorly, correct?
No, mine went well. But I did it about the wedding. Like, I wrote it specifically for it as I was there.
We were all sucker punched. Bill Kinnison took us to a wedding in 1985. And he made us all go up. Steve Marbell, Hannes Finney, Eric Elver.
Oh my gosh.
We all ate it. We all ate it. I met Bill Kinnison's, I was 19 or 20 at the time. And I met Bill Kinnison's wife. And we had spent the previous New Year's Eve snowed in at a party doing coke. Mm. And we all ended up sleeping on the same giant bed. And so I said to his wife, I slept with your husband. Nothing's funnier than a 19, 20-year-old woman saying to a married woman, I slept with your wife. And Bill, like, literally threw his hands up. And his wife was just, if looks could kill, like, and the look genuinely said, again?
Of course.
And he was like, she means that we all slept in the same bed. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. Ron was there, too, and a bunch of other people, and it wasn't. And I didn't get it. I spend a good portion of my time not understanding what's going on around me. Mm-hmm. The only time when I know what's going on around me is when I'm talking out of my joke hole, telling jokes. Mm-hmm. The rest of it, I got to put this down. I got to do the thing in front of me. And it helps. Anyway, so I don't want to, here's what I'm good at weddings. I can make people sign the book. That's what I've always done. I've always been the person in charge of making everyone sign the book. You got a record of everyone who came. Mm-hmm. So if there's a murder, anyway, but we're going, and then tonight was Geeky. Thank Geeky. It's Monday. The Geeky Ooh, Tea Show. Oh my God. It was so good. So fun. And Fred had to cancel 2 days ago because he got working in Ireland. So I
have a guess.
What is it?
Traitors, right? The Traitors? Or is that Scotland?
I think it's Scotland. I think that's Scotland, actually.
Okay.
I can't see him doing Traitors. Armisen? Anyway. But he had to, I was like, work is work, man. Dash off. And so I asked Marilyn Ricecup to swoop in, and she did. And her set was awesome. She had this joke about dating now, how she inadvertently ended up getting, it's just such a great fucking joke.
Oh, with that guy?
She talked about previous guys that she had dated.
Yes.
She was like, so I went with that guy who, I don't know, played a squirrel. I went with that guy who was a white supremacist. And then I was like, I'm going to take a break. I don't, nobody needs this. And then somebody introduced her to somebody in real life. And she ended up, and then she described what sort of aging, dating, having sex is like. And the analogy, I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I can't wait to hear it.
You get a chance to see Marilyn Ricecup, ladies and germs. You dash off. You check it out. And but we all roll, in the geeky thing, you roll the D20, right? You roll the 20-sided die. Mm-hmm. You've both done it. And
I didn't know that's what I was doing. But
you were rolling for initiative. You were rolling a 20-sided die, which is called a D20. To find out where you are in the lineup.
Right.
Like whoever rolls the highest gets to pick where they want to go in the lineup. So Patton texted me. He was like, yeah, I just traveled all day. Can I go first?
And I was to roll a fucking dice.
And I said,
I'm sorry. Understandable.
Completely. And I said, yeah, you have to roll the die, but you could totally go first. Who cares? Because and Maria, I rolled a natural 20 when Maria did it. And Maria was like, can I go first? And I said, we're trading. You pick a different. I'll. And so, but get this. Nobody rolled over. Patton rolled the highest. He got to pick going first. He didn't have to trade with anybody. He rolled a 7. It's a great story if you're into dice. Anyway.
Well, so. I didn't know if you want the high number or the low number.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to put a frowny on my head.
Dash off to the YouTube, you guys. What is that? Oh, is there that a thing little, to get rid of the 11?
Yeah. There's these little triangles you lick it and stick it on your head. It's very old school.
Wrinkle
you know,
thing?
I don't know that it works, but it'll keep me from frowning during the rest of your stories. And then as I'm like, why is she talking about dice? What's happening?
Patton was really funny. So Patton went up first.
Yeah.
And then Jared Logan went up, fucking murdered. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. And then I went up because I picked third. I should probably be polite and pick last. Mary Lynn rolled a 1. She went last. and then it was Winter. And then it was a guy named Ben. And then it was Mary Lynn and Ben Nicholson. Ben Nicholson, very funny. Mm-hmm. And everybody did very well. It was quite a delight. And we do this thing afterwards where we go to Bob's Big Boy afterwards and just sort of decompress and talk about. And I don't, you know, I'm more than willing to help them, give them names of comics to book, and just in an effort to, if I'm going to be part of a show, I'd like to be part of a show where I have a friend or mm-hmm. It's someone I want to see do stand-up comedy. How about that? Mm-hmm. And so it went really well. Sold 90 tickets.
Wow.
On a Monday, 7 p.m. And next month goes on sale, I think, tomorrow. And I think next month is Margaret Cho and James Adomian.
Wow. That's
and
a great
me
show.
And 3 other comics who I can't. I think it's, Vince Caldera. Yeah. And
Vince, who I've known since he was 14, saw him doing sets at the Cafe Latte on, I think that was called Cafe Latte, on York, right?
Cafe de Leche.
Yes, that's right.
Because mm-hmm. Maria knew him since he was 16, so maybe.
Maybe he was 16.
Yeah. Right, right. Sheila Ratner. Sheila Ratner going to be
love
on that
Sheila.
One.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love Sheila Ratner, Adomian, Margaret Cho, Tommy Ryman.
Nice.
Aaron Chalakian.
Hello.
So 3 Armenians.
Ooh. Now, that's 1 too many. I mean, 2 is controllable, but 3 is a possible terrorist attack. Let's admit it.
No Azerbaijanis. You guys keep it together. And and then the one after that is Rob Hayes, Zach Noe Towers, Vince Caldera, Anastasia Washington, and John Marco.
Yeah, well, let's go into Thursday as December bookings and also January bookings of a show that I'm not on.
Well, I want to get you back as quick as possible, friend.
Oh, my God. And, if I had a dollar every time a booker said that to me.
You call me a booker, I will storm off of this podcast.
I just said every time a booker said that to me. I want to get you back in the next 2 years.
I know. I need work, except for I don't need work, right? Maybe I should do some hours at the Lyric, but hey, let's do Comic of the Week.
Okay. Let's take a break first then.
Okay.
Well, gang, It's that time of year again.
That's right. Labor Day is here, which means you can't wear white anymore.
No. Well, yes, but no, it's Great British Bake Off season.
Oh, right. And that means it's time to draft your teams and play along.
There's a new judge in town, but the game's the same. Draft your bakers, score points like it's fantasy football, and talk smack in your group chats.
I wonder what Nigella Lawson would think about the scribble double.
So, listen to TV Chef Fantasy League with me, Mike Cavallon.
If you want anyway.
And Sierra Cotto.
New episodes every week at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I found out I was pregnant, I didn't know what to do until I heard about Abortion Pills by Mail, a medically safe way to end a pregnancy. Learn more at PlanCPills.org. That's PlanCPills.org.
Are you in charge of Comic of the Week this week?
I am.
You have
because
several...
it's Elena Bamfield. It's Elena Bamfield,
yes,
who did the Dork Forest 3 weeks ago. I sat next to her at the Can-Can Movie Theater in Indianapolis, and then we both did. She did 15 to 20, I think, and I did 20 to 30. And she was, first of all, fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
she was molested by that Nasser guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
She has a new special out called Untouchable that is about that.
Yeah.
So if you are triggered, she does a joke that was just on her, that I sent you, I think, from her Instagram,
uh-huh,
about how she tells people that and people are like, what a monster. That's so horrible. And the next line is, did you get a lot of money?
Wow.
And she was like, not as much as you think, but more than anybody else ever paid me to molest me. Which I paraphrase. So not as much as the other people.
Yeah.
And so she does some family stuff that's extraordinary, like about her parents. And the gymnastics, the Untouchable, it's on YouTube.
Too?
She was a gymnast too. She was a gymnast and a cheerleader.
Wow.
And she was, her dork gym, the Dork Forest was cheerleading.
That's
one of the
cool
last episodes. And so Elena Bamfield, Kyle, do you have her handle?
Yes. And it is Elena Bamfield, ALANABAMFIELD. Go follow.
And she was at Let's Fest in Indiana as well. So she came and got to meet Maria Bamford. I was like, bam, 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 bam. Because I was bored.
Sure.
And it was fun for me.
Yes.
So I wasn't that big. And so she's, that's our comic of the week. And I do kind of wish I was going to the East Coast, but I'm also happy to go to Alaska. Alaska's fun.
Yeah.
And then I have a meeting with some people about maybe getting some shows up there. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm just doing one night in Alaska. It's a Saturday night, though. I don't know of any other. The guy just books Saturday nights.
Was his name Ben?
I think so. No, wait.
Yeah, probably.
With Comedy Up North?
I don't know. I forget the name of the...
Is this something I should be doing live right now during our... I'll look it up another time. But yes.
Yes.
But it's not like, I have no idea if they had other things going on your dark nights.
It's called Rubber Ptarmigan Comedy is the name of their company. Rubber Ptarmigan.
No, I'm not familiar with that one. But are they doing, do they have shows on like Thursday, Friday?
They might. And then maybe, I'm not your booker lady, but I'll check into it. Because I can't not.
Are you traveling? Are you going to stay in Anchorage?
We have three nights in Anchorage.
Oh, okay.
But it's a Wednesday, a Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we are in Soldotna.
That is a long wedding, Jackie.
Yeah. Did I mention that they're from India? No, they are not. You know how India, the people of India have like 4-day weddings. I've been to one. We were only invited to 2 of the 4 days. You had to be close.
Is it really
to
a 4-day wedding?
I think it's 3 or 4 days when you.
Oh
when,
my god!
The weddings. Wow. The Indian from. Yeah, the weddings in India could be up to 4 days.
Your
or so.
Nephew is marrying an Indian girl?
No, he's not. I'm kidding.
Okay.
So, okay. But we, to get to anywhere in Alaska, especially rural Alaska, mm-hmm. there's days going up and Andy has to get fitted for the tux. And then we get to Soldotna and then there's only one day and then there's the wedding day. And then we have 2 days of just getting to hang out with those guys and see that.
Jackie,
as long as we're up there.
I highly recommend Tuxedo Junction.
Right? I think it's whatever men's warehouse. I'm uncertain what. I think it's a lot like a Tuxedo Junction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things are happening. And but I did my set tonight, and I did my new joke about AI. I don't know if you know this, but a new topic that a lot of comedians are talking about is AI.
Gotcha.
And so I have a new one that I'm pretty psyched about.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. And I fixed my nightmare joke. Done.
Yay.
Nightmare joke done.
Well, you know what? I'm re-entering comedy this week. Like last week was spotty. And also just I've been so obsessed with this case.
Yeah.
And
hard
so
not to be.
Now I can refocus again. You know, like I was leading up to a long time to the London shows and then I had a couple more weekends and then all this stuff. So I feel like I'm able to put some things behind me and then move on. I haven't really been writing a lot of stand-up. In fact, I went to joke or little writing session with nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I got nothing. I'll just see if I can add to your shit. So that was kind of fun. But
right. That's cool. Did you know Chris?
Your mother-in-law?
No, Chris Magaha.
No.
Okay. Comic. Very, very funny. Very sweet.
Did she pass away?
Yeah, she had a brain tumor. Died about two, 3 days ago.
How do you spell the last name?
Magaha. M-C-G-A-H-A.
Oh, I don't think so. Wow.
Yeah. You're younger than us.
Where is she from?
I think she was Minneapolis.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was, kind of a big deal in my circle.
Yeah.
And yeah. No, originally from New York. Did I meet her in Minneapolis? She was the co-host of, or she was on Loveline a lot, MTV's Loveline.
Oh,
and she co-hosted with Adam Carolla.
Okay. I saw, I saw some memories of her on Instagram, but I don't think I knew her.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she was really nice. She was genuinely good egg. And brain tumor and just passed away. So, I thought I'd bring us down. Good for me. what?
I know dead people too, Jackie. Stop bragging.
Oh my God. Maria. So she taped her new album and her new special and all the things. And now she can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Free at last.
Free at last.
Just
right?
Relax.
And so it could do, you know, can do the 35 that she likes the best of it. And then work on a new 2025, which is exactly what she did. And it was great. It was cool. It was wonderful to see.
Cool, cool.
Looked like she was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that is ideal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'm just checking our time. I thought I was on the afternoon crew this week.
Right.
I'm not.
You're on the early. You're not?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could go 45 tonight. I think people would let us go. Yeah.
We could do 50. I could do 50. How about that?
You want to take another break right now? 8 minutes after the first break?
What's more action-packed than prestige television?
With more continuity than comic books?
And more reality than reality television?
It's professional wrestling!
And to better understand wrestling is the ultimate form of entertainment. You need the Tights and Fights podcast.
This is the perfect wrestling show with a lot of love, a lack of toxic masculinity,
and just the right amount of butts, cats, and spandex.
Listen to Tights and Fights every Saturday on Maximum Fun.
Then I also booked myself. I mean, I love work, but I'm in Ventura tomorrow night while I'm doing the morning shift. That's okay. I'll make it work, Jackie.
You will make it work. Do. I didn't even know which. So who is that's not Randy or whatever.
No, James Frey. It's a brewery.
Oh, a brewery out there.
Yeah.
Wow. Could you start booking me? I'd like. I'd like to do some stand-up comedy.
Yeah. So I kind of like these last 2 days. It's been two Sundays in a row. Like today felt like another Sunday. I don't know. It all built up to Saturday with the Emmys.
Right.
And then yesterday I was like, and then my son went to hang out with a friend of his in college who goes to Loyola. So he stayed over the night. And I was like, oh, I'm alone in the house. This never happens.
Right.
And I owe nobody. My obligation is to no one. And I had so many plans. And then I'm on Threads.
And then you fell asleep.
No, worse. I rewatched something I've watched 3 times already. I'm on Threads. Oh. And somebody said the perfect scene is in Breaking Bad season 5, Blood Money, between Hank and Walter. In the garage, when they both admit what they know.
With the candlestick and a rope?
Yes. Okay. And so I was like, and then the writer, Peter Gould, pops in the thread and said, I wrote that scene. And I was like, I got to rewatch this scene. So I put it in. It's like the 3rd episode of the final season. And I was right back in. And I watched the whole rest of the season all day.
Wow.
Total waste of a day.
So I'm on Delta.
Yeah.
And I had just bought the night before. I Love Boosters is finally available to purchase on Amazon Prime.
Riley, Boots Riley?
Boots Riley.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
And so I buy I Love Boosters on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Start looking at DVDs if I like it a lot, because I know I'm going to like it. As soon as I saw the trailer, I was like, this is my favorite. It's crime comedy. And I watched it, and it was even better than that, because it's sci-fi and it's absurdist. Mm-hmm. And it feels like the 70s, but very 2026. Mm-hmm. It hits all the boxes of just like capitalism and absurdism and ridiculous. I mean, it is hilariously funny on probably 3 different levels offhand. Mm-hmm. And it is well acted. It is beautifully shot. It has a hell of a B plot, man. And I watched it on the plane.
Yeah.
Andy watched it on the TV at home because mm-hmm. I bought it. So I want to watch it on the TV at home, because I don't know if they've cut it for Delta, obviously. Mm-hmm. And pretty exciting. I've also been rewatching.
That is an exciting story, Jackie.
It truly, I mean, the thing is you get a chance to watch the show.
So you bought a movie and now you want to watch it. Is that what you're telling me? Thank you.
I want to watch it not all chopped up like Delta does it.
Gotcha. You know what I did see? I saw Coyote versus Acme, or vice versa.
Oh, and I want to see that.
Our dear friend Martha Kelly is in it. And
does she
play
Coyote?
No, she does not, Jackie.
Does she play Ack?
No, she does not, Jackie. So
does she play your lawyer? I saw that on the thread.
That was cool. So, but I'm in a theater. We're in the theater. And every time she had dialogue, she got a laugh from the audience. She's just so funny.
You listen, Martha? You listen?
She just has that unique delivery And mm-hmm. it's natural and it's so fucking funny. It's great. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. And then I recognize there's somebody else in the movie. And I'm like, that guy looks familiar. It's Tone Bell. He's a comedian. Have you ever worked with him?
I know Tone Bell.
Yes.
Forget about
Tone Bell's in it too. I haven't seen him in a long time, but he's in Acme versus Coyote. Really, really good. Really funny. Loved it. Really great.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Good.
And my son's an A-lister, so we get the good treatment at the AMC.
Yeah. But is he diamond? It's essentially an A-lister is diamond.
Jackie always outranking everybody.
He's mint. Is he mint? And is that free popcorn? What does he get?
Maybe. I don't think so. But I did have an $8 extra large Coke or large Coke. That felt not as expensive as other things. God dang it, Jackie. Every time I go to CVS, I cannot believe how much little shit costs.
Like,
just ridiculous.
A Hot Wheel? Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean?
A Coke. If you go in, I went in for a Coke and I went in to get some lip gloss. We're in the $20, $25 range.
Yeah.
It's unreal. How long can this, how long can people sustain this?
Well, until we rise up and take back the means of production. That's how it goes.
Okay.
And so.
My God.
I found a watch today.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. No, whatever. But someone gave me a watch with a picture of Chairman Mao on it. And so. That's the face of the watch. And so I took a picture of it and I sent it to Louis Lee, the most prominent Chinese person I know. And I said, do you want this? I know you don't, because he's not
a communist, like, that Louis Lee.
At all. And he was like, you're not going to wear that. And I said, no, I'm not even a huge fan of Chairman Mao. And you'd think I would be because I'm a pinko commie socialist and with a capitalist bent. I do want to sell the merch. And I was like, what do I just throw it out? And he's like, well, no, it's a collector's item. You probably get pretty good money for it.
You could, I'm sure.
That made me laugh. I'm reading Elaine May's book. I got further along in Elaine May biography.
Okay.
And she sounds a lot like, Christ, I could never remember that woman's
name. A pistol?
She's a real pistol, but she sounds like, quite honestly, someone that I would love to watch and I would never have invited over to my home. Because she sounds like a real pill.
Mm.
And, you know, like one of these like genius types that she's just kind of mean about it. And
I know a few people like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could respect them from afar.
It's true.
And not want to work for them.
Not want to work for them. Not want to. And I'm still sitting on the three movies I bought of hers, the DVDs. Mm-hmm. And, but I want to get through the book first, actually. She was born on the road and they just got to where Nichols and May have gotten together.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was part of this duo with Mike Nichols. And everyone thought they were married. And people were constantly falling in love with her, I guess. And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, she's good looking. She's skinny. That goes for it. That goes for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was walking down New York and there was like, she kept getting catcalled and whistled by these like two or three dudes. And she just turned around and said, what, are you guys sick of each other? and they said, fuck you. And she said, with what?
Nice.
And which was pretty snappy return. I thought it was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to the book is easier to read. I just I'm in a funk. I'm just, you know, it's just hard to sort of. Only thing that helps kind of is stand up to some extent.
Right.
Being home helps a little bit too, just because I can do some nesting. It rained.
Oh my God, love did that it rain. Rain. The rain invaded my dreams. I was like, it's raining. I must be dreaming. And then I woke up and I was like, that was real. Like it it actually dribbled into my dream, whatever the dream was. I don't remember it. And it awesome. Yeah, that was the other thing. I was home all day, raining, watching the end of Breaking Bad, which I've watched at least 3 times already. But yeah, it was a pretty cool day, actually, now that I look back on it.
Oh, good. And then do you watch Reacher?
I don't watch Reacher.
Oh my God. It is hilarious and dark and so fucking violent that it's insane. Oh, interesting. Now you're interested. I think your young man would love it, but because we get Reacher, right? So I was worried when the first season of Reacher came out and then I started following him on Instagram and I met his wife and 2 children and they were talking about how they, you know, they're upstanding citizens and they go to church or whatever. And, but he just did like a series, and I think I might have told you this already.
Alan,
but
what's his name? You're talking about an actor, correct?
Yeah, Richson.
Yeah, Alan Richson.
Alan Richson. Yes. And, but he just did a series of podcasts where he denounced Taco Knob Job. And, and it was great. Because people forget that, you know, these are actors, you know, they can look like steroid risen maggots, but they're not.
Be MAGA. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were pushed around and they just want to sing and dance. Hugh Jackman, come on. Hugh Jackman, you know, Chris, the guy who played Captain America, one of the Chris's, he's a big theater nerd too. The theater nerd as well. They're theater nerds that are working out so they can play the superheroes. And but Reacher is so funny and so absurdly violent.
You're spinning right now. You really are. You're circling. You're like a plane that doesn't know where to land. You're like Reacher, Chris Evans, Reacher.
You want to call the show that? I'm ready to go.
Me too.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows
supported
directly
by you.